We want to go to Libya right now with Kevin Connolly of our partner, the BBC, who's in Tobruk. Kevin, are you seeing signs of Western airstrikes where you are?
No, we heard what we think were the first signs of them very far away in the distance here. Radar installations probably on the coast. The very loud sound, a very long way off, of Tomahawk cruise missiles landing, we believe. But this is the rebel-held part of the country where the airstrikes are generally seen as good news. People watch on the telly and they are hugely cheered at the idea that the United States of America, Britain, France and the other countries of this alliance have ridden to the rescue, and in the view of the rebels, of course, ridden to the rescue in the nick of time. They were probably about to lose their grip on their capital, Benghazi, on Saturday afternoon. The first air raids destroyed an armoured column which was on the road to Benghazi. That's the clear, simple part of what air power can achieve. I think the rebels still believe that somehow, degrading Muammar Gaddafi's military capabilities will produce an undefinable sequence of events that will result in him leaving office. I'm not quite so sure myself, and it seems to me to be possible that this may well settle down into a stalemate
or a
under
civil war.
The umbrella of a no-fly zone.
Well, Kevin, let me interrupt you for just a second and ask if you can maybe shed some light on who the opposition forces are. There seems to be a lot of questions, especially among our Congress people here in the United States, about whether or not this is actually a rebel force that's part of a civil war or people who want to bring radical Islam government to Libya.
There may be an element of that, but the truth of the matter is that mainly they are unarmed civilians. The point of the matter is that a month ago, this was simply a civilian uprising in the streets of Benghazi against dictatorship. Part of the problem for the West in trying to analyse this is the time frame by which it's evolved into first an uprising and then a civil war has been breathtakingly quick. So characterising them is very difficult beyond saying that generally they are lightly armed civilians who have found themselves fighting an army.
And the West hopes that at this point, if they degrade the military capabilities of Gaddafi, perhaps the Libyan people themselves, the opposition, will march to Tripoli and take over the country without any need for an escalation. That is Kevin Connolly of our partner, the BBC, reporting to us from Tobruk in Libya. We will continue to bring you updates on the airstrikes that continue in the country of Libya all morning long.